push away from the car door? You drove away from the hotel?
Oh, some youngster. They're always trying to earn a tip holding doors open. I didn't have time to waste on him.
Oh, I thought it might have been Tommy Turk.
No, I don't think so.
But if it was, Mandrake and Lothar must have been right behind him.
I'd rather not turn back. Time is precious. I want my chief to hear your story and study the contents of that red book that, have it with you?
Oh, yes. I left a note at the hotel for Mandrake explaining...
What did you say in that note?
Why, that I was going with you and well...
You weren't suspicious of me, Miss Narda?
Well, frankly, Mandrake had warned me that you were probably an imposter, a member of the gang.
Really? Now, what gave him that idea?
Because you knew about the attempt on his life by High Pitch.
Oh, I see.
But, of course, when you brought in High Pitch under arrest, I knew...
that I was really who I said I was.
Yes.
Well, exactly what did you say in your note to Mandrake?
That I was driving with you to New York and that you'd turned High Pitch over to the local police.
I see.
You didn't say exactly where you were taking me, so...
Well, that was an oversight on my part, but we can fix that. You see those green lights up ahead?
Yes.
The police station. Oh. I imagine when Mandrake gets your note, he'll go there first thing to question High Pitch. I'll stop and tell the chief of police where I'm taking you, and he'll pass it on to Mandrake so that he won't worry about you.
Thank you, Mr. Slade. You're being very kind.
Well, I want you to know that I can be trusted. I won't be long. Guess you won't try to run away.
No, of course not. I just don't want Mandrake to worry about me or that precious red book.
Well, we'll be on our way in a jiffy.
I hope I'm doing the right thing. Mandrake must have been wrong about Slade or...
Miss Narda.
Heavens on earth. Tommy, is that you?
It sure is. You drove off with that fellow just as we came up on the run. I was ahead.
Then it was you, Mr. Slade, pushed away from the car door.
Pushed? He slapped me down, but I hopped in the bumper. Come on, now's your chance to get away.
I can't, Tommy. Mr. Slade says we haven't a moment to lose.
Yeah, but you don't understand. He's a crook like High Pitch.
No, he isn't. He's really a government officer. He arrested High Pitch and turned him over to the local police.
Are you sure?
Don't you see where we've stopped? In front of the police station. Mr. Slade just went inside to leave word for Mandrake where we're going.
Well, why didn't he leave word at the hotel?
It slipped his mind.
Do you know where you're going?
No, I don't, but I know it's all right. You run on back and tell Mandrake.
He wouldn't want me to leave you alone and unprotected. I know he wouldn't.
It's sweet of you to want to protect me, Tommy, but... Oh, there comes Mr. Slade out of the police station.
Huh?
See? He stopped to speak with the chief of police. He can give his message to you.
Never mind, Miss Narda. I don't think I'd better wait.
But Tommy...
Goodbye, Miss Narda.
Well... Now, whatever possessed Tommy to run away like that? There can't be anything wrong. Mr. Slade wouldn't be stopping at the police station.
I understand the situation now, don't you, Chief?
Sure, sure, Mr. Slade. And I'm proud to be able to help a government man. Sure you don't want me to lock your prisoner up overnight?
No, no. It's vital that I get him to headquarters. I just want to be sure that I'm not stopped on the road.
Maybe I'd better go up to the hotel after these two fellows you mentioned.
No, no, no. You just sit tight and do as I told you. Take my word for it, they'll call on you here.
Well, when they do, they'll learn we got law here.
I'm depending on you, Chief. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Slade.
Sorry to have been so long, Miss Narda.
That's all right, Mr. Slade. Will the chief of police deliver your message to Mandrake?
He'll be delighted to do it. Now, don't worry. The chief will take good care of Mandrake for us.
There's the police station in the middle of the block, Lothar. Those two green lights with the cars just pulling away.
Lothar, see you worried, Master.
Hmm? Well, according to the message Narda left for us at the hotel, Slade turned High Pitch over to the police for safekeeping. Sounds all right, but if it isn't...
What, Master?
Then Narda has stepped into a trap. And Tommy's not much better off hanging onto the rear bumper of that car.
Tommy, bright boy.
Oh, of course. But he's only a boy. He's no match for this gang. Yes. I'm beginning to wonder if I am.
Yeah, well, maybe everything all right.
I hope so. I'd have phoned the police station, but there's too much to explain. Well, we'll turn in here. We'll soon...
Wait a second, Master.
What is it?
Look here, on sidewalk.
Hmm? Well, red chalk marks. Hmm. Well, the youngster's playing hopscotch, I suppose.
No, Master. Look close.
Hmm?
Read what says.
N334T. Ah. N334T.
N stand for Nada. T for Tommy.
Yes, I know, Lothar. But why should that car Nada was in stop in front of the police station? And why would Tommy write numbers on the sidewalk with a piece of red chalk?
Lothar, not know. But Tommy draw a picture of Lothar on paper napkin while we eat dinner. Him use red chalk.
Oh, he did.
Yes, he did.
Well, if Tommy wrote this, those numbers mean something. Now, what could it... Ah, I've got it. The license number of the car Nada was in. Come on, Lothar. Let's see what the chief of police has to say. This is becoming more puzzling every minute.
Look, Master. What behind desk?
Shh, police chief.
Oh. I'll be right with you, gentlemen, as soon as I get this report on the blotter.
And don't tell me you've had a police case tonight, Chief.
Yep. Government man turned a prisoner over to me for safekeeping.
Oh, government man, hmm?
Yeah. Name of Slade.
Mm-hmm. And the prisoner's name?
A fella called High Pitch.
High... Charge?
Hit-and-run driver is what I'm holding him on. Sabotage is what the government wants him for. Now, what can I do for you?
My name's Mandrake. I'm the man High Pitch ran down with his van.
Well, now, that's peculiar. Slade just left here. He told me to call you at the hotel and have you come around and identify this fellow, if you could.
Guess everything all right, Master.
It would seem so, Lothar.
You want to see this High Pitch now?
Yes, lead the way, Chief.
All right, follow me. It's right down this hall. I got him in a good, strong cell. Yeah, here it is.
Have to find your prisoners in the dark, hmm?
Electric lights ain't part of their comfort. Well, no sense in wasting electricity on them prisoners. Now, step in and I'll get you a light.
All right.
Cell pretty dark.
Oh, don't worry. I knocked the fight all out of him.
A trap, Lothar. This cell is empty. Quick, the door. Quick.
Was empty. It ain't now. I got myself two prisoners in here.
You open door!
Not much.
Open that door, you fool.
I'll open her when Slade comes back for you. I promised him I wouldn't let you interfere with his getting his prisoner out of the state.
You idiot, his prisoner's a woman and you're helping a criminal get away.
Slade said you'd have a neat story, but I ain't no fool.
Listen, send out a police alarm statewide. Stop a black coupe with a man and a woman. The license number is 334 and there's a boy riding on the bumper.
Him gone, Master.
Slade's outsmarted us, Lothar. Pulled the wool over Nada's eyes and used the police to make us helpless. Nada's only hope now is Tommy.